You know, international trades sometimes feel like a game of cricket. One player bowls a bouncer and the other has to quickly adjust their shot. That's exactly what's happening between India and the United States right now. So here's the story. On August 27th, US President Donald Trump decided to play hardball. He slapped a 50% tariff on Indian goods, double of what it was earlier. This move hit some of our biggest sectors like textiles, gems and jewelry, shrimp, leather, footwear, chemicals and machinery. Basically a big part of India's export team. Now normally this kind of news would create panic. Are industry band ho jayegi, jobs chali jayengi. But Indian officials were calm. They said, relax, it's not the end of the world. We have faced bigger challenges. Our exports are diversified. We are not totally dependent on the US and we have the resilience to bounce back. And instead of just sitting and complaining, India launched its first countermeasure, something officials are calling Mission 40. So what is this Mission 40? It's a plan to focus on 40 countries like the UK, Japan, South Korea, Germany, France, Australia, Canada, Mexico, Russia and the UAE. Of course, all 40 country names are not released by the Indian government, and they shouldn't as of now. So together these countries import over $590 billion worth of textiles every year. But India's share is just around 5-6%. In simple words, the pitch is huge, but India has only a small batting area. Mission 40 is about expanding that batting area. The idea is to position India as a reliable supplier of high quality, sustainable and innovative textile products. And this won't just be handled by babus, that is bureaucrats, sitting in Delhi. The real work will be done by Export Promotion Councils, EPCs and our Indian missions abroad. When we say Indian missions abroad, it means Indian embassies, high commissions and trade offices in foreign countries. Every country where India has a diplomatic presence, like the Indian embassy in Washington DC or the High Commission in London, is called a mission. These missions don't just handle visas and passports, they also work to promote Indian trade, culture, investments and exports. Now do you see what Modi government is doing? Changing the very role of India's diplomats. For decades, Indian Foreign Service officers were seen as prestigious, aristocratic figures, mostly busy with protocol and paperwork. But now the government wants them to be something more. Not just representatives of India, but also salesmen of India's growth story. The embassies and high commissions will no longer just be places for visas and formal events. They will actively push Indian exports, connect our businesses with buyers, and market Indian products abroad. How? By doing market mapping, finding high demand products and connecting India's textile hubs like Surat, Panipat, Tirupur and Bhadohi with buyers in those 40 countries. They will also showcase India in international trade fairs, buyer-seller meets and exhibitions, all under a common identity of brand India. Plus, EPCs and Indian missions will guide exporters on how to make the most of free trade agreements and meet international sustainability standards. This is crucial because countries like Bangladesh, Vietnam and Sri Lanka already have cost advantage. In fact, after Trump's 50% tariff, India faces a 30% disadvantage compared to these competitors in the US market. That's like playing cricket with a broken bat. If you see, United States' 50% tariffs on India has pretty much driven Indian apparel industry out of the US market. And once buyers move to cheaper alternatives like Vietnam and Bangladesh, it's really tough to win them back. So what's next? The Commerce Ministry is holding back-to-back meetings with exporters from affected sectors like jewelry and chemicals. The big focus is on how to diversify exports and reduce the shock of Trump's tariffs. Meanwhile, work is also going on for the Export Promotion Mission announced in the 2025-26 budget. It is a long-term plan to strengthen India's place in global trade. Now let's put this in perspective. The US takes about 20% of India's total exports, which was worth $437 billion in financial year 2025. That's a big share, but not our entire basket. And India already exports to more than 220 countries. So yes, Trump's 50% tariff is a bouncer, but India is not walking back to pavilion. With Mission 40, EPCs, Indian missions abroad and FTAs and market diversification, the idea is simple. Don't get stuck on one pitch. Play the global field. And maybe this challenge will push India to spread its wings wider and capture new markets. Something that could make our textile and export sector stronger in the long run. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.